You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavenpell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian with a baby that's still asleep. And today on our episode, we are talking about
dating differently in Israel and in America. What are the cultural differences between dating in America or dating overseas and dating in Israel? We're going to look at dating between Olim and Israelis and how we bridge those gaps. And we have our guests again on the show. We've got Jessica Fass from Hello. Fast Pass to Love.
Hi.
The sleeping baby is awake. And Gali Shani, who is her counterpart here in Israel with Gali and Friends. They're both matchmakers. You had mentioned Olim. I just wanted to say that's new immigrants.
Oh, sorry.
For people
Thank you.
Don't necessarily speak Hebrew. So cultural differences, meaning immigrants that move to Israel, often from Anglo countries. That's who primarily we're going to be talking about. And those cultural differences. So, Mickey.
Right. What have you guys noticed in terms of when you're trying to set people up? What are the differences that you see in terms of what's it like for Israelis to date versus what are the expectations of Anglos when they date? And then what are some of the things that you have to do when you're bridging the gap between setting up an Anglo with an Israeli? Like, what are some of the things you do with that?
It's so funny and interesting. I get a lot of Israeli clients that come to me because they wanted Olim Anglo women. Right. They like the look. They like the mentality. They like that it's different. They're tired of their own kind.
Is there a specific culture that you notice, a specific type of Israeli that is specifically looking for an Ole?
Yeah, like it's funny, more Sephardic like tends to like the opposite. And so they maybe want European or American Ashkenazi background. So they really come to me when they're looking for an opposite. What's interesting is that the Olim men, though, they want Israeli women. Hmm. Like when they come here, they want to get integrated to the culture and the society. So when they become our client, they would prefer an Israeli woman. Uh-huh. And then an Israeli man born and raised here kind of would like somebody different. They would like an Olim kind of like bring a new perspective, shed a new light in their world because they've only lived in Israel and this person can. And that's what many of my marriages are like Israeli to a Dutch, to a Danish woman, to a Canadian woman. So they brought another language in. They brought another culture in. When they got married.
And mix things up.
Yes.
But of course, that also brings up a whole bunch of different challenges as well.
Yes, it does.
Right.
I can speak from experience.
Yes. Should we have Molly say?
So I'm married to a Yemenite. He did actually traditional what his father did, which was marry an American as well. But there are these crazy cultural differences. I'll give you like the most obvious one that people probably don't think about. And Gali, you'll understand this more. At a wedding in Israel, you give money. You give money as a present. Mm-hmm. You would never do that with American stuff. As far as I know, it's a present. They have a registry. So this is like one of our biggest fights is I don't want to give so much money. I'd rather have a nice present. And he's like disgusted by that. Like, how dare I think to give a wrapped gift? That's not like a thing that comes up before we get married. We should know that like you like spicy. I don't like. Who talks about how we're going to give presents at a wedding as a part of that? But even getting married, his dad was shocked when I said vegetarian option. He's like, what is that? Yeah. Like, we're Yemenite, we're having meat. Even at the Brit, for my son, the Bris, we said we're going to do it dairy. We want Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And his father's like, you do not do a Bris unless there's meat involved. Wow. And we're not talking about just the penis. So, so those cultural differences really play up and at different times, which may become very challenging as you're dating. Like, it's all fun and games to date someone who's different and that's sexy. It's another thing to be in a relationship and married to a person where those cultural differences sneak up. So how do you deal with that?
So the married couples have not complained so much. They don't want to complain in front of me.
They come to me, right?
But yeah, then they'll come to Mickey when they want to complain. They've seemed like really happy and rosy and rose-colored glasses about it. Like, oh, it's so cool because now the baby will learn Danish and will learn Dutch eventually. Like, maybe they're still in the honeymoon phase because they're more like newly married. I know I'm behind the scenes, I'm sure. Well, okay, like some examples I've heard is when the Israeli mother like wants you to come spend like all of Saturday, and it's like, but if I spend, then the Olim wife, Ola wife.
The new immigrant.
Is like, but if I spend all Saturday, I can't see my friends.
That's your one day.
That's your one day. And they just think, oh, but that's what you do. You just spend all of Saturday with family.
Forget just Saturday.
Yeah.
It becomes like all the holidays. And they all creep up on you. You got, you know, the new year, and then you have Sukkot, and you have Simchat Torah, and they expect you to be there at every single holiday. And if you don't, you know, then they're going to talk.
You're evil.
Yeah.
And then what's really interesting interesting is when you date in the States, I mean, you might be from two different states. One might be from New York and one's LA. And then let's say you live in the middle in Texas or something. And then you have to like decide who am I going to go to for the holidays. But for some reason, that is like easier to manage. But then like when you're in Israel, but you don't go to one of the relatives' houses for a holiday, it's like the biggest sin in the world. But it's like, but I can get to you in 5 minutes and I could just come see you next weekend. But it's like such a stab in the heart if you don't show up at like the Yemenite family's
anything. What about, I want to ask Gali though, from your side, do you match Israelis with new immigrants, with Americans, with Europeans, or do you stay away from that?
No, I'm not stay away from that. Yes, I started with it now and I help
Jessica
together. Yes, we are do it together. So for now I don't have couple yet that they are Olim and Israeli together. Most of them are the Israeli, but the different things, like the different culture between the, like, for example, for America and Israel is like, for example, when a guy wants to meet a girl, so he pick her up, or they are meeting in the same week, and she told me, like, in the US, they only can text, like, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they are not...
They haven't met yet. For
me, it's, like...
It's spread
weird
apart there in America. So they'll be like, oh, I don't know when I'm going to be in your neighborhood. So like maybe we'll have a date in a week when I might be near your neighborhood. You know, like, so it just takes longer to schedule because it's farther apart. And no one wants to be rude and say, can you meet in 2 days? Because that's considered rude, you know, in America. Yeah, because it's just too short a notice. You know, you need to give someone like at least. But here it's like, and then when I got here, an Israelis even said to me, can you meet tonight? I'm like, are you insane? And like, that's what they do here. You know,
2 hours
they meet
later.
Because what if there's a war?
I know, exactly.
There could be a war tomorrow. I have to meet you tonight. Yeah.
There's this concept in Israel, I think you'd agree with this guy, Linatzel et hazman, to make every minute count.
I hope that we are not going to be like other things like in America. Yeah. Really, I hope so.
Other mentalities.
Yes, but like another example, like a little bit, not insult everyone.
The Israeli
girls are more like powerful than the American girls. So it's like...
Israeli girls are tough, and not just because they go through the army.
Yes.
It's just how they're built. And I don't know if this factors into it, but even Conan O'Brien was here and he was like, everyone's so ridiculously attractive. And maybe the girls know that as well. I'm not saying the American girls are not attractive.
No, they are attractive, but it's like different. In a different way. Like they're more put the men in the high position.
Yes.
Like,
the American girls.
Too. Yes.
Or the Israeli girls.
What the girls are the ones that play the games,
like,
here.
Like a little
in
bit
America,
more primitive. Like a little bit.
Really? Promiscuous. Like when they go on Birthright, all the soldiers just expect the girls to put out.
Yeah. And the girls usually do it because it's fun. They're foreign.
Yeah. And they're okay with that.
Yeah.
But also what you were saying, Gali, about the cultural difference of the meeting up and stuff. When he was my boyfriend, he wanted me to meet his parents 2 weeks after we started dating. And I was terrified. So much so when I agreed to this and got on a bus, I saw him at the bus stop where we said we would meet. I would get off at the bus stop by his house, and I literally just pretended I didn't see him and stayed on the bus because I panicked. I freaked out because in America, a guy would be like, he'd call you back in a week, and that's the way he shows he likes you. There's a game to be played. And this guy, Israelis are most of the time very straightforward. They like you, they like you, and they tell you, and they text you, and they call you. I think.
Really?
I haven't dated one in a while.
But now it's changed a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's true that we are very fast and know the families. Yeah. That is very fast. Like maybe in US you can date someone 2 months, 3 months, even 4 months, and don't meet the parents.
Of course, what are you talking about? 4 years.
And this far, yes.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of like, and it happened to me a lot too. Like I just would start dating someone. I lived here 5 years and dated every kind of Israeli and international possible, which I feel made me a good matchmaker. Like every nationality, I will say. Latin American, Hungarian, Romanian, Russian. Like, so I saw it all. So I understand it. But what I noticed is when the Israeli Sabras would invite, they'd be like, oh, next week is Pesach or whatever. You don't have a place to go? Oh, come. And I'm like, what? Are you crazy? Like, I dated a guy 3 times. He's like, you don't have a place for Pesach. Of course you're not going to be alone. I said no, because I get attached too. If I start to know the family, and they might just see it as, oh, this is just a nice girl. She's just coming for a meal. But like, I start to get emotional. And in America, my mother also, if she met a boyfriend too soon, she was emotionally invested. So I feel like we're Americans and Europeans, maybe we're a bit more emotional. Israelis can be a little more, like, they can separate more. They're emotional
people.
They can
be intense, but they can also have a wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have more sense.
Yeah, logic.
Like, I can feel it even between both of us. I'm very logic and she's very sense and more like the American culture, very kitsch, you know, very.
Yeah, she always makes fun of me for being cheesy.
With the heart, with the
it's all romantic comedy.
Very kitsch.
You're like shoot from the hip kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm cut to the business. I don't like this, all the kitsch thing. But not just that, Shika. All the Americans that I know are very, very kitsch. Like for myself, luckily, I found the Israeli guy that I engage. I'm not, because American guy don't fit to me at all.
Yeah, they don't fit
to
me. And the nice thing about Israelis too is they were always very honest with me. They always told me when it wasn't going to work, when they were like, you're amazing, but you're not for me. But you know, they disappeared if it was only a few dates and it was just an app. They disappear just like
ghosted.
But they don't ghost if we were like in a real dating relationship. They've never ghosted. They always did. And Americans disrespected more, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I think, and Mickey, you might know this, the divorce rate in Israel is still lower than America.
Is that right? I think we're creeping up.
Isn't that funny when it's like a culture that respects and reveres marriage? Do you know where that is?
Are you talking about Israel or America?
Jewish culture. Like, you
Jewish
know,
culture respects and there's a lot of different things.
I mean, that's like the goal of Judaism is to be married and have kids. And
yeah, well, the question is whether people are getting married, aren't getting married. There's a lot of legal issues. There's a lot of religious issues. And then obviously there's a dati chiloni divide, secular religious divide.
Every
you know, all
three
that sort of thing.
Couples, so one of them get divorced.
Okay, so that's lower.
So that's crap, though. That's also a bad statistic. But also that when you're mentioning these things and all the differences, of course, in Israel, even just from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, the Israelis are very different. I had an Israeli who came to help me with my pension from a company, and he said, you have three kids? I said, yes. He sees the pictures on the wall. And you're married? That's what he asked me. And he's obviously from Tel Aviv asking me that, because in no way would someone in Jerusalem assume that I have three children
and not married with the person I'm living with.
He understood. I lived with this person. So, yeah. So even that.
She's right. Yeah, absolutely. And even in Jerusalem, people are more nicer. Yes, of course.
Oh, more naive.
Well. So, but they're very nice in Tel Aviv sometimes.
You think that cultural differences are okay? Is that the bottom line here?
I think they're okay, and you just have to talk about everything like as it kind of comes up. And in the beginning, like, okay, so I'm going to give a stupid example. Like, I'm going to have soy milk in my coffee, and you're going to have regular milk, and you need to accept that, and never give me grief for putting the soy milk in, you know?
And by the way, when we're talking about all this culture, it's all within Judaism. Like, we're not talking about...
Right.
Yeah, because that's a whole different
ballgame. I just want to finish with one thing, one more important thing, that the Israeli girls not open like the guys to meet Olim. Like, the Israeli guys are more open. The Israeli girls still like Israeli guys, for sure,
so
definitely. And it's
and
very,
that
very important.
And makes the American guys like the girls more, probably.
Yes,
they like, but it's like a challenge. I say it like almost 100% of the girls just want the Israeli guys. They don't want, and the
You've
opposite.
Just crushed so many men out
and
there.
And the opposite wants the opposite sex. Like the guys, they prefer the Olim and the European sometimes.
That's tough.
Like, that's the reason why there is more couples that the guy is Israeli and the girls are Ole or European or whatever.
I will say one thing about that because it's very interesting, because my brother lived here for a bit and I like hit it on the head when I asked him this. If the Olim guy makes Aliyah and then dates an Israeli girl, he always feels a bit emasculated because she's the one who knows the culture, the language, the how to fight in this. She's been in the army, and then he's kind of like the snowflake American guy that like she's taking care of him more. So my brother said, you're right, I think I did feel a little bit like emasculated when I went on some dates. But I do find that my other part of my business model is the women who are here that are like really want to go to America or Europe, and like they're really done with the Israeli mentality. It could be they had one international parent, or they lived abroad for a while. They became more international in the mindset.
Right. She's right.
So I find those occasionally too. And they want to date the US. But they don't want to date Olim here. They don't want to date the Olim guys here. They want to go overseas.
They want to go abroad.
Well,
Okay. Gali, you want to say one more thing?
Like
I know.
Jessica said, the only women that wants to meet Olim.
Immigrants, yeah.
Yes, or American guy or European guys to do the relocation. Just women that very, very tired from the Israeli men that try everything.
And they're usually older too.
Older
sometimes.
Also, yes. They really yes, want exactly. to get out of Israel. But the young in my age are 31.
Yeah, and they want, young in your age, they want to be near their family. Yeah. So they don't want to relocate as much. Mm-hmm.
So if people both in Israel, America, or around the world want to find out about your services, matchmaking, it's not just matchmaking. It's so much more. It's also a branding process for yourself. Includes pictures, a dating process to learn how to date properly, life coaches, a look
yes,
in the mirror.
Yes, it's like a course to be in a it's relationship like a and yeah. you get a relationship. Yeah. Like a course.
And then you get a good, healthy relationship at the end of it. Jessica, what's your website where they can find you?
FastPassToLove.com, FastPassToLove.com. And it's also on Facebook under FastPassToLove.
And Gali?
Gali and friends, Gali וחברים בפייסבוק.
And if you guys have any questions or you're like one of these couples and we want to talk to you, you can write us, of course, at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. And this has been another fantastic episode. Thank you so much, ladies, for Real Relationships on jewishcoffeehouse.com.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at jewishcoffeehouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of jewishcoffeehouse.com.